This week on the Culture Coordinator Podcast, we hear from coaches discussing the importance of building a program, what it's like to take over a new program, branding your system, and what players must learn to win a state title. Monday, Coach Zach Tinker described his brand of offense.
Yeah, we've always called it, our branding of the offense, you know, it used to be the Top Gun offense, right, Keith? And then that was when I first started, and then I realized that shortly after I started going, none of our kids had ever seen Top Gun. So all my references to Maverick and Goose, they didn't really go very far. So we rebranded the offense, the High Octane Hard Rocker offense, and that's just really the like you said, the branding of the offense. But when we describe it, I mean, it's evolved quite a bit. I think what we would say is it's creative simplicity. We it's personnel based. It's find your best players, whatever matchups you can find, and make sure the culture of the offense is way more important than, you know, what plays you run. And that's really always been our thing. Our culture is above our players, and then our players are more important than the plays. And if you think about your offensive system and you think, hey, the culture of what we do, how we do things, not what plays we run, is the very most important thing. How we treat each other, how we communicate with each other, how we teach. That's always the most important thing. The next most important thing is your players, because your players, who you have doing what they're good at, what they can do better, how you can develop them, that's always going to be more important than the third thing, which is what plays you end up running, because we're all running really similar stuff these days.
Yeah.
And so if it was just about what plays we run, we'd all have pretty much the same success, because we're recruiting a lot of the same types of players. And, you know, but ultimately, I think if you put things into that order, then your organizational structure will be okay. You'll emphasize the value of your players and making sure your best players have a chance to impact the outcome of the game. And then whatever plays you run are just the plays that you tend to run the best based on the teams that you're playing.
Tuesday, Coach Bobby Ramsey explains how his team was learning not to lose games.
Well, I think the biggest thing from a couple things. One, I think from 2017 to 2018, we finally learned this year how not to lose games. You know, I think a lot of games are lost. They're not won. There's certain things that if you just do this, and this, or don't do this, and this, you give yourself a better than, you know, a much better than average chance to win. You know, and that was, you know, turnovers. I think for the playoffs, we were plus 13. We finally were able to get our back end guys to understand coverage concepts of deep to short and, you know, inside to out. So, you know, the deep ball wasn't hurting us near as much. We were keeping the ball in front of us and we weren't giving up big plays. Conversely, offensively, we were getting big plays. And the other thing is eliminating those bad penalties. You know, when I say bad penalties, I mean, you know, the face mask on a third down and long that keeps a drive going for the offense, or block behind the play that negates a long run or a long catch and run or something like that. And I think that was big for us, finally kind of understanding, you know, I think as a staff and as with the players, you know, guys, this is how you win football games. You put yourself in a position to win late by not doing things to lose it. And then the other thing I think was the detail in the training in the weight room in the off season, and getting the players to understand that why the details involving the list we do are important and how it translates to the football field, and how the details in the weight room are critical, just like the details on the field are critical. And when they started to kind of appreciate the little things as a coach, you know, you always talk little things and stress little things on the field. They kind of understood a little bit better, I think, about what we were trying to get across point wise.
Wednesday, Coach Dean Fabrizio talks about turning your program around to back-to-back state titles.
Well, it was a gradual process. You know, we started down revamping our middle school program. You know, they hadn't won a game in 3 years when I took over, and we went down and revamped how we did things down there, got the participation numbers way up. Same thing with our freshmen. They hadn't had a freshman program, so we got a freshman program going. And you know, only played kids on one side of the ball, even at the lower levels, to get the numbers up. We gradually got stronger coaches in here and gradually increased our facilities. And, you know, over time, as those kids and those numbers, and we established a really strong weight program, even at the middle school level, as those kids started to come up through the program, we started to see the increased success. And with the increased success, we started demanding more out of the kids. And, Like I said, it was a gradual process. You know, we didn't come in and just say, okay, this is what we're doing, and boom, run a bunch of kids off and just say this. We kind of gradually tightened on them and tightened the screws on them as we got better and better. And now we demand a lot. You know, for instance, we have them in class and we lift them hard, but we bring them in the off season 2 days a week after school for optional speed training. We started off with 25 kids doing that, and you know, first off season, and now, you know, here we are 9-10 years later, and you know, we usually average about 150 kids out there doing it. So it's been a gradual process, but one we've put a lot of work into over these last 10 years.
Thursday, Keith Grabowski goes into his notebook about the importance of promoting and building your program.
In fact, kids today have so many choices that if we as coaches aren't actively promoting our football programs and the game of football and constantly showing the lower levels of the program that there are benefits of coming through and graduating from them, they will inevitably choose to do some other things and be influenced by either other people or other activities and will miss out on the opportunities that we have for them in football. And I know that football is not for everybody, but I really believe that it is a sport that does open itself to really all types of kids, all types of body types. There's work for everybody there. If you heard my podcast with Angus Reed, he talked about all the opportunities that kids have on the field to get involved.
Friday coach Jeff Steinberg discusses what is needed to transition into a new program.
You know, I think it really comes down to just being able to be adaptable. You've got to be able to change. And so that's number one. You know, we're always tweaking what we do anyways. And, you know, I think I've even talked to you before that, you know, over a 10-year period, your offense should really be close to 100% different when you're changing things a little bit every year. So we've been adaptable, but also being adaptable to the personnel you have. So that's number one. So you have to have a keen eye for that. And then the second one is I felt like maybe we were doing a better job teaching overall because we were able to install things fairly fast and the players had a very good understanding of our base stuff and what we wanted to accomplish. So I think, you know, I really, really give our players a lot of credit for just being great students and the staff are just being able to teach in a way so that things tend to stick.
We hope you've enjoyed the content as we enjoy providing it. Check us out on the blogs at blogs.usafootball.com. Subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star like and a review. Don't forget to sign up for National Conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast.